When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, friends? JB Barry here at Fantasy Coach JB over on Twitter, back with the DFS Flash Podcast, Conference Finals Edition. We had a great regular season here, and we've nailed a bunch so far in the playoffs, too. If you're new to the show, the DFS Flash is a quick show. It's usually only about 15 to 20 minutes long, where I lay out some of my favorite options to target at each position for the DFS main slate. For the playoffs, I give you my plays for the full slate, which is now only two games this week, so it should be an even quicker show for you. I go position by position, giving you my favorite pay up and pay down options at each position. And I'll also be giving you some dart throw options so I can help you build out your winning DFS lineup over on DraftKings. Now, hopefully you've been following along with the winners we've been putting out on the DFS Flash, and you've built up a nice bankroll with me. So let's keep winning, let's build this lineup, and let's make some money. At quarterback this week, my pay-up option is going to be Pat Mahomes at 7,400. The highest priced option on the slate this week is Patrick Mahomes, and he should be. He's been crushing it so far in these playoffs, and he's put up back-to-back performances of over 40 fantasy points. He's thrown for 782 yards in his two playoff games, and he has 9 total touchdowns in those games. This week, he gets a matchup against the Cincinnati defense that ranks 26th against the pass. It's too good to pass up. Cincinnati also has a high-powered offense, and they should be able to put up some points against the KC defense, so that should keep Mahomes throwing all game. Add to that the fact that Kansas City has a mediocre run game at best, and Cincinnati's pretty good against the run also. The game plan should be to put the game on Mahomes' shoulders, and he should be able to deliver. Not only does he have Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, he's utilizing the other guys like Byron Pringle and Mecole Hardman also, and he's getting the ball into the hands of his playmakers. At a $7,400 salary, getting just over 22 points would give us a 3x return on investment, and Mahomes' average is 25. He's put up over 26 fantasy points in 3 straight games, and he's gotten over that 22-point mark in 5 of his last 6 games. My pay-down option at quarterback? It'll be Matthew Stafford at 6,300. If you don't want to pay up for Mahomes, your pay-down options are really between Joe Burrow and Matthew Stafford. I'm not touching Jimmy G. While Burrow has the better matchup on paper, I worry that if Kansas City gets an early lead, the young quarterback might feel some pressure and make mistakes in the biggest game of his young career. Matt Stafford's a veteran, and he's one win away from leading his team to the Super Bowl and proving they made the right decision by bringing him to LA. Stafford's been heating up right when LA needed him to. In his past 3 games, he's accounted for 3 touchdowns in each of those 3 games. The first game of that stretch, it came in week 18 against this same San Francisco team. He threw for 3 touchdowns in that loss, and you better believe he's coming into this game with redemption on his mind. He turned the ball over twice in that game, and he also turned it over twice in the week 10 loss to San Francisco as well. With the trip to the Super Bowl on the line this time, the veteran Stafford's going to better protect the football this time around, and he's going to be able to get it done against a vulnerable secondary. At a $6,300 salary, getting a 2.5x return on our investment would only be less than 16 fantasy points. Burrow averages about 22.5 fantasy points on the season, and all he would need is 19 this week to return us over 3x his value. Stafford has gotten over that number in each of his last 4 games, including the one against San Francisco. At running back this week, my pay-up option is going to be Joe Mixon at 6,800. I really don't love any of the options at running back this week, honestly, but Joe Mixon's the best back left in the playoffs, and he's also the most expensive at $6,800 on DraftKings. Now, I talked about Cincinnati having to pass to win this game, but Mixon should be involved as a pass catcher as well as a runner in this game, and Cincinnati should look to utilize him to take some of the pressure off their young quarterback. Mixon's coming off a game where he only carried the ball 14 times, but he also caught 6 of 7 targets and had over 100 yards combined from scrimmage with a touchdown. targets have been coming Mixon's way down the stretch, and he's seen at least five targets in each of his last four games. When these two teams squared off in week 17, Mixon was targeted eight times, and he caught seven passes in a high-scoring game. The Kansas City rush defense ranks 19th in the league, and they allow an average of over 110 rushing yards per game. With the volume I expect Mixon to see in this game, he should certainly be able to pay off his value in our lineups. At $6,800, a 2.5 times return on our investment is only 17 points, and a 3 times return would be a little over 20. Mixon had 22.5 points last week with only 14 carries, so if his workload increases like it should and he could find the end zone once again, he could absolutely get there for us. My pay down option at running back? It's going to be Cam Akers at only $5,000. This is a good spot to play Akers. He's coming off a down game last week against Tampa Bay. Akers only scored 7.8 fantasy points, but he was also going up against the best run defense in the league. What I did love to see was that Akers was given 24 rushing attempts while Sony Michel only had one carry. This showed us that even with his two fumbles, Sean McVay believes Akers is healthy and he's ready to shoulder the load as the team's lead back. Now, some people might shy away thinking that the fumbles could land Akers in the doghouse, but when I look back at that week 18 matchup between these two teams, Sony Michel was not successful and McVay knows that. In that game, Michel rushed 21 times and he only got 43 yards against this defense. With Akers now back and healthy, he's going to want his best back out there with a shot at going to the Super Bowl. The fact that Akers hasn't found the end zone, that's what's keeping his price down for us. They did try to get him in a few times last week, but Tampa's defense wasn't letting that happen. This week, I believe he finds pay dirt and also pays off for us in our lineups. At only $5,000 on DraftKings, a 15-point performance gets us a 3 times return on our investment. If he gets 70 yards on the ground, he catches a few passes, and he scores his first touchdown of the season, he'll get 15-plus for us. And I think he does exactly that this week. Now, before we get into wide receivers, the NFL playoffs are here, and our partners at DraftKings Sportsbook have the best offer yet for new users. First-time users can make a $5 moneyline bet on any team, and if that team wins, you win an automatic $280 in free bets thanks to our partners at DraftKings. That's right, one $5 moneyline bet, and if it hits, you win $280 in free cash. Here's how it works. Click the link in our show description, sign up for new accounts with DraftKings Sportsbook, and make your first deposit. Make a $5 bet on any team, and if your team wins, you get an automatic $280 thanks to our friends at DraftKings. It's the best offer going in sports betting, so act now. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537 in Illinois. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Wyoming, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia, 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, or call or text Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 21 and over, 18 and over in Wyoming, Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming only. Minimum $5 deposit, minimum $5 wager. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Heading over to wide receivers. At wide receiver this week, my pay-up option, it's going to be Cooper Kupp at $8,800. I do really like Tyreek Hill at only $7,000, especially if you use Mahomes at quarterback. But with the values we could find at running back and even at wide receiver this week, you could probably afford to spend up for the number one fantasy wide receiver, Cooper Kupp. Coop's the most expensive player of all the players on the slate this weekend, and why wouldn't he be? Kupp averages over 27 points per game, and he's been the best receiver in football this season. He's got 18 touchdowns on the season, and he's only failed to score once in his past 8 games. He has at least 90 yards receiving in every game but 2 this season, and he's gone over 100 yards in 12 of his 19 games, including a crazy 183-yard performance last week. In both the games Kupp played against San Francisco this season, he went over 100 yards receiving. He had 118 yards on 7 catches in the Week 18 matchup and had 11 catches for 122 yards in Week 10. He had over 26 fantasy points in each of those matchups, and his matchup with K'Wan Williams out of the slot is a nice one. even at an $8,800 salary, he only needs 22 points to get a 2.5 times return on investment. And getting over a 3 times return on investment would be 26.5 points. Well, that seems like a lot of points. Kupp averages more than that. And he's gone over that number in 5 of his last 8 games, including the game against San Fran in week 18. My pay down option at wide receiver, it's Odell Beckham Jr. at 5,100. I was tempted to go back to the well with T. Higgins here at only 5,700 again. We went a little contrarian with him last week in this pay down spot, and he paid off with over 16 fantasy points. What we liked in that matchup was that we figured the opposing defense would put a lot of attention on the top receiver, Ja'Marr Chase, and that Higgins would get an increase in targets because of it. That did hold true. And we could use that same kind of thinking when we look at Odell Beckham this week. The San Fran defense will certainly have plenty of eyes on Cooper Kupp. And while I don't think they'll be able to contain him, it should still open up a few additional looks to Beckham. Even in what was kind of a down game last week, Beckham saw 8 targets, and he looks to clearly be the second option in this Los Angeles passing offense. Beckham has 3 touchdowns in the past 5 games, and he also looks to be a guy that Stafford relies on in the red zone. The San Francisco secondary is susceptible to being beat over the top, and Beckham has shown us recently that he still has that big play ability. He looks to be reinvigorated since landing in LA, and now, with the chance to play in the Super Bowl after some rough years in New York and Cleveland, Beckham's going to be looking to show out on the biggest stage. We all know he loves attention. His salary this week is great. At only 5,100, he only needs to get just over 15 points to get us a 3 times return on investment. And he'd need just 12.75 points for a 2.5 times return. Beckham has gotten over that mark in 4 of his last 5 games, and he should get there once again this week to pay off for us as a nice pay down option. My dart throw option at wide receiver, Juwan Jennings at 3,200. Now hear me out. We used Byron Pringle here last week at 4,200, and he paid off for us with another touchdown. We know that once you pop, you can't stop. So I'd really like to go back to the well with Pringle here, but instead I want to dive even deeper. And I want to give you all an option that could help you squeeze both Cooper Kupp and Tyreek Hill into your lineup if you wanted to go that route. Juwan Jennings is that guy, and he's the true definition of a dart throw. Jennings is the 3rd receiver in San Francisco, and he's really like the 5th option on a team with a star receiver in Deebo Samuel, a solid number 2 in Ayuk, a top tight end in Kittle, and a good back in Elijah Mitchell. So Jennings is not a guy who is featured in that offense. He's only had 2 games this season where he got more than a handful of targets. But one of those games was in week 18 against the same Los Angeles team. In that game, Jennings saw his largest target volume of the season, catching 6 passes on 7 targets for 94 yards and 2 touchdowns. While I don't think that kind of monster performance is going to happen again, it tells us that it's a good matchup for him, and it makes him a usable dart throw. With Ramsey and Williams on the outside likely focused on Deebo and Ayuk with help over the top from the safeties, it leaves Jennings with a matchup against David Long in the slot. And the advantage there goes to Jennings. Long's 5'11", and Jennings is a big frame slot who's 6'3". As a super cheap dart throw option, Jennings doesn't need to do much to make him worth using in our lineup as a salary saver. We only need 8 points for a 2.5 times return on our dart throw. And with just 4 or 5 catches, he could very well get there for us, even if he doesn't score. At tight end this week, my pay-up option is Travis Kelce at 6,500. Coming off back-to-back playoff games with over 20 fantasy points, it's no surprise that Kelce is the best tight end on the slate. Kelce has 13 receptions on 16 targets for 203 yards and 2 touchdowns in his 2 playoff games so far. The Cincinnati defense he faced this week, they're among the worst in the league at defending tight ends, and now they're faced with trying to stop arguably the best tight end in football. They did a decent job against him when they played in the regular season, but I can guarantee they won't be able to hold him to only 25 yards again in this game. If I could afford to pay up a tight end this week, I'd be looking at Kelce with his solid workload and huge role in this offense. A 3 times return on investment with his $6,500 salary is 19.5 points, and a 2.5 times return would be just over 16 points. Kelsey's gone over 20 in 3 of his last 5 games, and he averages over 18 points per game on the season. Kelce should continue to see a nice target volume this week and score a touchdown like he did last week to get us to where we need. This is a guy who had a 44-point game a few weeks ago, And that kind of upside for a tight end is just incredible. My pay down, kind of also a dart throw option at tight end this week, is CJ Uzomah at 3,400. Uzomah is a guy who stepped up for Cincinnati down the stretch. Joe Burrow's been seeing a lot of pressure with a shaky offensive line, so he's been forced to get the ball out quickly, and his big tight end's been a big beneficiary of that. Over his last four games, Uzomah's seen at least six targets in each game. With his recent usage and in a game where Cincinnati will have to pass, Uzomah's a good tournament dart throw option. At only $3,400 on DraftKings, a 2.5 times return would be just 8.5 points, and a 3 times return would be just over 10. Uzomah scored double-digit points in back-to-back games in the playoffs, and he's gotten over that 8.5-point mark in 3 of his last 4 games. As a pay-down dart throw tight end, Uzomah could rack up the points with his increased target share, and he could even find the end zone this week to really pay off for us in our lineups. On defense this week, every defense is within $600 of each other, so there's no huge salary advantage or disadvantage here. Again, my favorite defense to use this week, it'll be Los Angeles at 3,200. You really have to use either Los Angeles or Kansas City this week, and the salaries won't kill you. At only $3,200, LA is my favorite one to use this week. We know they have a defense filled with superstars, with Donald and Miller and Ramsey and Leonard Floyd, and they get to face Jimmy Garoppolo this week, who we all know is prone to make mistakes. While San Fran's going to look to keep the ball safely out of Jimmy's hands and get it out quickly, they should get down early. And when that happens, Jimmy could panic into mistakes. Los Angeles is great at getting to the quarterback. They have 55 sacks on the season, and they have 22 interceptions. They have 23 sacks in their last 7 games, and they should be able to continue to add to these totals this week and put up a solid fantasy performance. That's going to wrap it up for our DFS Flash Conference Championship Edition, friends. Thanks for tuning into the DFS Flash podcast here at Aaron Torres Media. We'll be here doing a Super Bowl showdown slate for DFS also. And of course, we're going to be back crushing it again next year. So please make sure you hit that subscribe button over on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss out. Also, make sure you keep your eyes on AaronTorresOnline.com. That's where you could find all the podcasts and articles that myself and all my awesome teammates put out on a regular basis. We cover all the sports over there, professional, college, and we have some really great analysts. So make sure you check it out. You can follow me on Twitter at FantasyCoachJB. And hit me up with any questions you might have. I love helping you all win. I'll catch you all right back here next week. But before that, friends, I'll see you in the winner's circle.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.